Hi, this is Honey from myhoneywearsplaid.com. Today is Tuesday, August 17th, 2010, and with me is the...
boyfriend.
And we are riding in the car on the way home from our vacation. What can you say about our vacation, honey?
Fabulous.
What do we do? You got to say more than just fabulous.
Well, we stayed at a bed and breakfast in Madison County, and it's a renovated plantation. It was very relaxing and restful and quiet. We didn't have any TV.
Unfortunately.
Fortunately. So we were treated very well. We stayed at the loveliest cottage on the whole facility. And we visited wineries, and we went to some local restaurants, and we visited some local historical sites, and now we're driving back home.
That's right. We went to see Montpelier, which is the home of James Madison. And I saw it back in 2004 when they were just starting the renovation, and now 6 years later the renovation is just about done. They just have to do the furnishings inside the house. But, yeah. So I'll write more about that on my blog, or I'll post pictures from the blog. But, so now, honey, we've missed the news and pop culture and everything, because even though we had a sometimes connection, we didn't keep track of anything that's going on. Do you miss anything?
Thankfully, no. So we missed the whole what Obama said about the mosque nonsense. And what Sarah Palin thought about what Obama said about the mosque nonsense. So we missed all that. I just saw the headlines about the mosque and what Obama said and what Newt Gingrich said and what Sarah Palin said. In other words, all you need... You know, like when you read the National Enquirer, all you need to do is really look at the headlines. You don't really need to pick it up and read it.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it has been. That's all you really need to do. So I don't know what's going on other than that load of nonsense. And it was great to take a break from all of that.
I don't even know what you're talking about, this Obama mosque thing. I don't know.
The mosque they want to put near Ground Zero.
I know, but I didn't hear anything about what he said.
I don't know what Obama said. I didn't read the article. I have not kept up with the back and forth. All I know is Obama said something, probably something sensible. And then, of course, Newt Gingrich said something about radical Muslims, and so did Sarah Palin.
So did he have to, like, retract what he said or something?
I have no idea.
Well, that's weird. That's very weird. Now,
he is the president of the entire country, including Muslims, 99% of whom are not radicals and go to mosques. And, much like there are different brands of Christianity, there are the Catholics and the Baptists, and there are the radical Christians who tote guns and go to tea parties. Whatever. But I'm assuming he said something along the lines of...
Let them build it.
Because Michael Bloomberg, the mayor, said, why not? They're American citizens. It's their constitutional right to have a place of worship. We're all sensible, level-headed people. We understand that those who flew planes into all this are not the ones associated with those who want to build a mosque and all this. Let's be sensible, logical, rational American citizens, and be careful that we are allowing all Americans to enjoy their liberties, religious freedoms. And then I think Obama said, I don't know exactly what Obama said, it's probably something that echoed what Bloomberg said, and then of course that ignited the whole thing, because whatever Obama says, it's always a controversy, whether it's about getting the family dog, or taking the family trip, or Medicaid, whatever it is. And so this ignited yet another firestorm of back and forth between what Obama said, and what Sarah Palin thinks, and what Newt Gingrich said, and what the Tea Party says, and who... with the Tea Party things and who they're going to vote for and what this might be for November. And Obama has another test coming up, and because of course every election's about testing Obama and the Democrats. So anyway,
craziness.
I'm just trying to thing about what might have all happened, because I really don't know. I'm just, like I said, based on the headlines that I'm reading, much like going to the supermarket and looking at the National Enquirer, that's what I'm assuming.
All right, let's go back to our vacation.
Yeah, because that's too much.
Because I was thinking that you spent 50% of your time in one outfit. 50% of 5 days in one outfit. What was that outfit?
A very comfortable robe provided to us by the innkeepers.
Why did you... You slept in that robe, you lounged around in that robe. Why so much, though?
It was cozy and comfortable.
Okay. You know, you can buy one.
I know, but I wanted that one.
Well,
he didn't even wear yours.
Because it was not that... Honey, it was not that...
And he kept the air conditioner at 62 degrees, so it felt like an igloo. So you needed several layers of clothes just to be comfortable in the room.
It was at 62 degrees. It felt so good. It was nice to sleep at night, though, wasn't it?
That's why I had to keep my robe on. It was so goddamn cold.
You had your robe on, your pajamas on, and two sheets and a blanket.
Yeah, so you kept saying, it's so hot in here. It's so hot in here.
Because you were generating so much heat.
Because there's something wrong with you, that's why.
I don't know about that. Now, what was the... Well, I was going to say, my favorite part of the room that we were staying in was the five shower heads in the shower.
Yes.
I love that. Yes. Do you want to describe the different ones?
Well, there was an overhead...
Rain shower.
Yeah, and then there was another one that came from the wall. And there was a handheld shower head. And then there was a bidet.
It wasn't a bidet. There was two shower heads that were, like, lower down, and the boyfriend pointed them towards his butt and called it a bidet.
Well, you can direct it in that area.
And that's what you did.
That's what you did. That's what they were for.
I don't think that's specifically what they were for. I think that was for the lower back.
Well, honey, ask any European what that would be used for, and I think they'll tell you what it's used for.
And they'd say to douche out your butt and your cooter?
Probably, yeah. That's what it's for.
Now, honey, was I frustrated with the connection issues? Because... we had very little AT&T coverage, and even though the main house at the inn had a wireless connection, it didn't quite make it out to our cottage, so we had very limited connection. Did that frustrate you?
Not at all.
Because you didn't really care. Until it came to playing Words with Friends, and you went to, you know, send your play off. Then it was like, you were like, why is this taking so long? Why is this taking so long?
Like, yeah. But other than that, it didn't bother me at all.
How are your Words with Friends games going?
They're going well. Well, my toughest competitors now are actually my sister and Mark.
From Mark and Shane.
And, yeah.
What about Tex Allen?
Yeah, he's pretty tough, too.
So we played those games, and I spent a lot of time, well, not a lot of time, but I spent some time reading the book for our book club on Thursday night that you would not read.
And you won't even tell me what it's about.
I tried telling you what it's about, but you were falling asleep. No, because I'm only on chapter 11, and I don't even know how many chapters are in the book because the Kindle thing doesn't, I can't figure out how to show the chapters, how many chapters. Because once you change the font size, it changes, I don't know what, but I can't figure it out. Anyway, I know that I'm only about 53% done with the book, so I've got a lot to read in the next 2 days before Thursday's live book club show on Pride48.com at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Thursday, August 19th. And we do have a listener who has contacted me and will be joining us in that conversation, and I know we're going to have Seder69 and... oh, I forget who else is going to join us. Maybe is it Veritable Virgo? I'm not sure. Either way, don't forget, Thursday night we're going to have the book club, Pride48.com, 7:30 p.m. What else, honey? What else is there to talk about?
I think you covered all the bases. What else do you want to talk about?
Well, we went to a lot of wineries. We bought a lot of wine. We had a good time. Oh, what about going back to work?
Yuck.
Yeah, I've got another week. The boyfriend goes back next week. We're not looking forward to going back to work at all.
No.
So. But there's that. I guess that's all. It's a short podcast. What do you think? Can you think of anything else to talk about?
Oh, the goddamn heat.
Oh my God.
It's been so hot. This is the hottest summer ever, I swear.
No, I agree with you. It was. And down here, it seems to be much more humid down here.
Well, it's not just 90 degrees. It's 98 degrees. 97 degrees.
Yeah.
100 degrees. It's been unbelievable.
I thought the humidity yesterday...
Oh, it was very humid.
Yeah, yesterday before it poured down rain, the humidity was like, oh my God, I could barely walk out of the house, out of the cottage.
I know, and you had to wear your extra hold hairspray, too.
I did, that's right. All right, well, I think they get it. But thank you for joining me on this episode of the My Honey Wears Plaid podcast.
You're welcome, honey.
So why don't you say it with me? Until next time.
Bye.